A Jewish Journal article. Over 300 rockets fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel. Over 300 rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip into Israel on Wednesday, after Israel killed three senior members of Palestinian Islamic Jihad in the early hours on Tuesday in the Gaza Strip. The attack killed a number of civilians as well. The ongoing operation in Gaza, which Israel specifies as against Palestinian Islamic Jihad-affiliated individuals and infrastructure, has been dubbed Shield and Arrow by the Israeli military. Red alerts to take shelter were sounded in Israel from the Gaza border area to the Gush Dan, Tel Aviv's metropolitan area. As of 6 p.m. Israel time, 62 rockets were reportedly intercepted by the Iron Dome and David Sling, Israel's defensive military technology, and three were confirmed to have made impact inside of Israel. 65 fell into Gaza, and three were fired at Tel Aviv. On Wednesday evening, Egyptian press reported that a ceasefire had been brokered between Israel and Gaza militants, but a new wave of rocket alerts sounded in the Tel Aviv area at 7:30 p.m., shortly after the ceasefire announcement. In a televised address around 9 p.m., Prime Minister Netanyahu said that the campaign is not over. Speaking to the leaders of Palestinian Islamic Jihad, "We see you everywhere, you can't hide." Defense Minister Yoav Gallant later verified that the fighting was not over. Leaders of the Israeli opposition, Yair Lapid of the Yesh Atid Party and Benny Gantz of the National Unity Party, issued a statement stressing the importance of backing IDF and security force operational activity. Foreign Minister Eli Cohen confirms to the Khan public broadcaster that Israel has received a ceasefire proposal from Egypt. "Yeah, it's that predictable, yet again." Emmanuel, Manny. Fabian, at Manny Fabian, May 10, 2023. Netanyahu says we are at the height of the campaign, and this campaign isn't over. Doesn't sound like a ceasefire, but the night is still young. https://t.co/3gopshvc. Lahav Harkov, at Lahav Harkov, May 10, 2023. Israel is facing a massive barrage of rockets. Imagine how high the death toll would be were it not for Iron Dome, which has intercepted almost all the missiles fired and saved lives. I will continue voting for missile defense systems that protect civilians from terrorism. Richie Torres, at Richie Torres, May 10, 2023.